Your Clemson men's basketball team returns to Little John Coliseum on Saturday, January the 12th, as they host a highly ranked University of Virginia team at noon. You can purchase tickets to this game and other upcoming ACC matchups by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling the ticket office at 1-800-CLEMSON. We'll see you in Little John Coliseum, loud and solid orange, for this key ACC matchup.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck Gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 started off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get three rooms of carpet plus free hallway cleaned and sanitized for only $109 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Be sure to join Walt Deptula this Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center from 3 to 7 p.m. for the South Carolina International Auto Show with more than 250 vehicles on display. Friday, January 11th at the Greenville Convention Center.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? We are live from Twin Peaks, home of the 28-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. By the way, the 21st to the 27th of this month is Snow Bunny Week. Snow Bunny Week at Twin Peaks, the 21st to 27th of this month. Also, I was informed today that they're putting in a brand new smoker and that they're soon going to be adding to their already incredible menu, adding things like smoked ribs, and it was even discussed smoked pecan pie, but all sorts of additional goodies coming to Twin Peaks. Smoker's already on hand. The next month, they're going to be opening up that element too. So the Twin Peaks food is unbelievable. It's always the biggest surprise of the deal, but it just keeps getting better and better. They're always, to use Roy Kramer's old word, tweaking it. They tweak the menu all the time. They're always updating things. It's part of what makes it. And there are no losers. I don't care. You can pick something out blindfolded off the menu. It's all great. The food's great. And by the way, we are absolutely smack in the middle of venison chili weather. I mean, it's like, what is it, like 35 out there right now? I mean, it's not warm. It's not warm. But it is beautiful. It's sunny. You know, there are days that I wish I was on satellite radio to adequately convey what I want to say. So let me start with this. Tate Martell, the Ohio State quarterback, is a puffta. I mean, I am not against people who think their road is cut off, looking for another opportunity, especially at that position. I'm not. But I am against it when you came out and warned that this guy better not come to your school, or that, basically it's going to be your second swing and miss. And, you know, and he continued to lay it on. It wasn't just like one comment. Tate Martell was very vociferous regarding what Justin Fields' chances were if he were to come to Ohio State. And Tate Martell made it clear that he wasn't going anywhere. He said that. You know, why would he said this. He said, why would I go anywhere? I put 2 years in this program. I'm not going anywhere. And then the guy's not even there yet, and you're gone? Tate Martell put himself in the transfer portal today, in case you do not know. So much for that, Johnny.
Yeah, that was shocking to read. I saw that right when we got here and got everything set up. And, yeah, like you said, for someone who was talking such a big game, it's amazing that he put his name in the portal before even spring ball happened, before they even had a chance to duel it out.
Well, and it just makes me wonder now about him with all of his past comments, because he had other comments, too, prior to this incident about the Texas A&M situation way back in the day. So Tate talks a lot, but so far hasn't done any backing up his talking. But again, you can't lay that on as thick as he did, say as many things as he did, and then run. I mean, before the guy's even there? I mean, it's just... it's utterly laughable. You know, it's just, again, he said, yeah, well, this is going to be his second swing and miss. He warned him not to come here. He said, why would I go anywhere? I have 2 years in the system. I'm not going anywhere. And then 2 seconds later, he's gone.
Yeah.
Look, this is the way it is. I get it. And normally, I wouldn't be saying any of this, but I'm saying it because he ran his mouth repeatedly about the prospect of Justin Fields. Now, remember what I said regarding this is that, you know, the truth of the matter is he should have been upset at his coaches. To have his venom directed at Justin Fields is the wrong direction because, and really, quite honestly, given the things he said about Justin Fields, there was almost no way to fix that.
Right.
You know, it was almost like, I mean, it may even have been at the coach's suggestion at this point that he looks for another place to play. You know, after all those comments became widely publicized, I mean, how were you going to fix that?
Yeah, it would be almost impossible for them to share a quarterback room.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been extremely difficult. There would have been a deep set division, and I'm just not sure
that there would have been a way to handle that. You know, I wrote this on Twitter. Of course, there's one or two Alabama fans who don't understand any of this stuff, but, you know, what can I do? I wrote, Bama never actually loses a game. It's always that they didn't want to be there, Utah. They had guys playing with a mind's eye on the NFL, Ohio State, and they beat themselves, Clemson twice. It's what it is. Alabama never loses a football game. Alabama's actually undefeated in the Nick Saban era. It's just you people don't know that. They've never lost a game, unbeaten, dominated every opponent they ever played. The only games that they didn't win, they didn't want to win. The only games they didn't win, they didn't want to win, or some other, you know, fact of nature interfered with the eventual outcome. But it had nothing to do with their failure, had nothing to do with somebody being better than them. The notion that somebody being is better than them is just absolutely foreign to them. I mean, it's just, it's utterly laughable. You know, and I have people, you know, people that should be smart writing things in response to some of this that, you know, basically says, I'll have to find this one. But it's just a fact of life with Alabama. It's a fact of life with that whole conference. Now, they don't really lose games. They just don't want to play them. You know, and by the way, these are things Alabama said, just to be clear. Just to be clear, these are things Alabama sources within that team at the various times said. They said they didn't want to be there for Utah. In the Ohio State game, Nick Saban said that they had too many guys focused on the next level, that their mind's eye wasn't on the game, like Ohio State doesn't have players who are focused on the next level, too. I mean, it's just so utterly ridiculous. There's no methodology by which Alabama ever loses a game. They win, and when they lose, they still win because it wasn't them, and it certainly couldn't possibly be that somebody was better than them. And then that halftime stuff with Nick Saban and the notion that Clemson was running copycat stuff, again, it's so utterly laughable. First of all, I warned for a week that Clemson was going to break some tendencies, that they would try and do certain things. I even suggested they could try eat in the screen game, which they did on the very first play of the game. But for Nick Saban to suggest that, yeah, again, the copycat thing was the forward pass. They watched Georgia beat you with the novel idea of the forward pass. They watched Oklahoma beat you with the novel idea of the forward pass. And then Clemson said, oh, yeah, we can beat you with the forward pass as well. I mean, again, Clemson saw the same things I did, Nick. They saw the same things on film that I did, and that's your secondary was any good. And they knew they could exploit you. So, you know, yeah, other people exploited you with the passing game, and Clemson did too. You know, I mean, it's just, it gets to the point of just being ridiculous. You know, people want to say, well, Saban lost with class or whatever. Was that halftime comment classy, or was that not sort of a cheap shot? With the notion that, yeah, you know, Clemson's run this copycat stuff. Copycat my A. Hey, Nikki, the idea is for Clemson to beat you. That's the idea. And if someone else ran something against you that worked, why would you think Clemson wouldn't replicate some element of it? That's sort of the whole idea. You know, it's like at halftime, he was saying the same thing that he used to complain about with the up-tempo spread offenses. It's like at halftime when he was totally desperate, he was now looking to legislate it out. You know, hey, let's get this forward pass out of the game. I mean, because it's just, it's the height of absurdity. It was the last act of a desperate man is what his comment at halftime was. There was no resolution to be found. There were no answers. They have no pass rush from the perimeter. And they have no secondary, as we said all year. And Clemson exploited it just like a good team would. And for whatever reason, Nick Saban didn't like the fact that Clemson exploited their liabilities. But that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea. This league, the SEC, is such a Neanderthal league. It just is. I mean, it's a Neanderthal league with Neanderthal philosophies. It's a dinosaur hunter league. If you listen to what these people say, these are the kinds of things they say. Like Jeremy Pruitt. Jeremy Pruitt, in talking about hiring Jim Chaney. Jim Chaney because it's an incestuous league. So Jim Chaney just moves over from Georgia to Tennessee. He doesn't even leave the division. He just moves, stays in the same division and moves from Georgia to Tennessee, allegedly for more money. Now, I don't really understand that. I mean, Chaney was allegedly making $950,000 at Georgia, and he's now going to make more at Tennessee. I'm sorry, Georgia, you couldn't pay him more than that? If you wanted to. Now, maybe Georgia just wasn't all that thrilled with Jim Chaney, and if Tennessee wanted to pay more, maybe Georgia just said, yeah, okay. Who's the only guy Georgia cares about, John, on that offense?
On that offense?
From a coaching standpoint.
From a coaching standpoint? From a coaching standpoint, I can't think of a name off the top of my head right now.
Sam Pittman.
Okay, the offensive line coach.
That's the only guy they care
name.
About. They only care. Georgia cares about one thing, making sure Sam Pittman doesn't leave. But Jeremy Pruitt has, a presser or an interview with somebody, and he details all these reasons why they went Jim Chaney. One of the prime reasons in the incestuous SEC is what? It's the same reason it always is. Familiarity with the league. Okay. So my chief concern in looking for an offensive mind is that I get a guy who's familiar with the league. Okay. Was Clemson and Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott, were they familiar with the league when they just put 44 points up on Alabama? Was Texas familiar with the league when they just crushed Georgia's soul? Were those other three Big 12 teams that put wild points up on SEC teams?
As they
won three of the four games, the Powder Puff League and the lower-seeded teams, were they familiar with the league? Here's a newsflash. You people need to get some people who aren't familiar with the prehistoric way you do things. Do you really not see what is happening to you? You have way more talent than everybody else. You do. The SEC, from a talent standpoint, light years more talented than all the other leagues in the country. It's not even close. It's a fact. It's why they put more people in the NFL every year. Okay, so why do you suck? Why can you try and add these things up, do the math? Can you figure out why it is that you have the most talent, but that three out of four Big 12 teams kicked the crap out of you, that Texas kicked the crap out of Georgia, that Clemson kicked the crap out of Alabama, that your league went 6-6 in bowl season? Despite having all this talent, that happens every year now? Do you not get it? The reason is you're behind schematically. You have dumb coaches. You run prehistoric systems. That's why. You have all this talent, you don't know what to do with it. You're like a rich guy who has too many cars and doesn't know which one to drive. That's who you are. You don't know how to utilize your talent. And you constantly get out schemed and out coached. And so when you go looking for a coach, what do you want? Oh, I want a guy who's familiar with our league. Oh, why? So that everyone else is also familiar with him? Did the flip side of that occur to you? Did the flip side occur to you that if we get a guy who's familiar with our league, that everybody in our league is also familiar with him and what he does? Did that notion occur to you, that's the opposite side of that coin? No, it doesn't. And until it does, until you get some modern ideas blended with that talent, this league is going to wind up disappointing year after year after year. Because while you're ahead talent-wise and probably likely to stay there, you don't know how to utilize any of it. You're running primarily prehistoric systems. And you have no quarterbacks. You have no quarterback play. You have no quarterback coaching. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be back.
105.5 The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson football, will replay the National College Football Championship game this Saturday, January 12th.
He's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone and in.
Two broadcast times, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Lawrence going to do a little shuttle pass inside the ETN, and he's in, touchdown.
You can listen on your way to the parade and after the basketball game. This is the radio broadcast that most of us didn't hear on Monday night with Don Munson and Rodney Williams.
Again, Tagovailoa going to throws, and it's picked at the 45-yard line. It's going to be returned for six.
The National College Football Championship game with your Clemson Tigers.
Looks across the middle, throws it back in the end zone, caught, Higgins, touchdown.
This Saturday, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., brought to you by Sandvik Coromont, Tiger Moving Company, Clemson's best gourmet ice cream from 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it. Raise it, 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the eighth year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are proud of the Clemson Tigers for winning the national championship the second time in 3 years. The Tigers are also the first 15-0 team in modern history. Fantastic finish to a perfect season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, please visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We join Tiger fans worldwide in congratulating Dabo, his staff, and his team on this monumental achievement. Go Tigers!
the flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him, and down he goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tip Tulu Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are live from Twin Peaks. Josh, I know you've been hanging on. I'll get to you in a couple minutes. Let me get our friend Bob I back on here. Bob is from Nyko Sports, and they have a new offering of Clemson National Championship footballs for your collection. You want to add it to your existing collection to document the most successful era in Clemson football history. Bob, how are you?
I am doing good, Walt. I'll tell you what, if we're going to start doing this like we've been doing the last 4 or 5 years, we're going to fill up a whole room with this stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Bob, you'll probably want to sell some footballs to those Alabama people earlier, you know, before the games.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we have a plan for that. Anybody from Alabama that wants to get these Clemson footballs, we will deflate them ahead of time because that score, 44-16, had to be pretty deflating if I was a Bama fan. But, you know, the baton has been turned over to Clemson football, and my tip of the hat to Dabo and all the folks who've worked so hard with Clemson football to make this the unique top project and foundation of college football. And we're very proud to be celebrating their third national title, the second in 3 years. And Wilson's making only 5,000 of these championship footballs like we did a couple years ago, and those sold out. They're only $99. In a moment, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website so folks listening in today, Walt, can go ahead and get a piece of paper and a pen to write it down, because we start out with 5,000 footballs. We're down to probably halfway sold out already. So these will sell very quickly, and it's also supporting a very near and dear charity to myself and my family, Extra Yard for Teachers. We've got some school teachers in my family, and a portion of the proceeds from the sales for the fifth straight year, Extra Yard for Teachers is the official charity of college football playoffs. So when you purchase these footballs, you'll also know you'll be helping out a school teacher in the state of South Carolina. The money stays local. So what you'll get on the football, kind of paint the picture here a little bit. Right across the top of the first white panel, of course, it'll say National Champions. Everything is embossed. You'll get a number, a certificate of authenticity. We have the official college football playoff logo there. Then we have that stunning Clemson logo with that traditional orange tiger paw. We have the ACC title logo. We also have the Cotton Bowl logo for the win against Notre Dame in the semifinal game. And all that information is embossed on that part of the football. The section right below there, from left to right, will go through all 15 of the games, because this is historic. No college football team has ever won 15 games in a season in the modern era, much less go 15-0. So we'll recap each game with the date, the opponent, and score. So years from now, Walt, you go back and you can check and see exactly how the whole season unfolded. I know sometimes memory fades a little bit, but that becomes your crystal ball, so to speak. If you want to purchase these footballs, again, $99, only 5,000 will ever be made. We're about halfway sold out, so there's a little urgency here. You can go today to call 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. Or if you can't get through the phone line, because I know earlier today we were on and the phone lines were jammed at your station, you can go right to the website and order it there, nikosports.com, and you spell that N-I-K-C-O sports.com. So the website or that 800 number, 345-2868, will snag you one of these footballs. And I suggest maybe you get a couple of them, because I know in the past I've used some of these extra footballs that I've gotten for silent auction items and for charitable work with the church or other things that are near and dear to your heart. They bring in some fantastic monies for a good cause. And I know in the last, oh gosh, 4 or 5 years, NYCO Sports, we've been able to raise over $2.4 million for charities. And I want to give a big shout-out to your great listeners, your station, for your great support, because so much of this has come out of your area.
Well, you know, Bob, we actually have people listening here at the speaker to get the website. So that's already happening. We're doing a live broadcast today. But I should mention that they're a beautiful display item. I mean, the ball, the case, it's perfect for a man cave or a woman cave or any other cave. I mean, it's a beautiful item. And the other thing is this. You know, you mentioned several other possible uses, but gifting is another use. I mean, you have somebody whose birthday, or you just want to tuck it away somewhere till next Christmas or whatever. I mean, these things come around, and everyone has birthdays to deal with. It would make a great gift as well. So get one for yourself. Get one for your son, your husband, your wife. Get one for a special occasion.
You're so right, Walt. You know, this coming Saturday, while everybody's celebrating the parade down your way, my daughter, Kelsey, we're having a fundraiser for her medical fund. She was severely injured in a car accident by a drunk driver 4.5 years ago and left paralyzed below the waist. And we have a couple of these Clemson footballs that I've collected, and I've got a couple signatures on them. They're going to be in our silent auction, so you raised the perfect case for how are you going to be able to use these. I know some people have already eyed these, and they're talking about, you know, hey, we'll be happy to donate $300-$400 for them. So, you know, it's a very nice opportunity to go ahead and extend the program beyond Extra Yard for Teachers.
Exactly right. All right, Bob, tell them again how they can get the footballs. Give them the number. Give them the address.
Okay. This is an officially licensed Wilson full-size football for $99. Celebrates Clemson's third national title, second in 3 years. 5,000 limited edition. You can call today while they still are available. 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. Or go online. That web address is nycosports.com. And I'll spell it slowly. NIKCO Sports.com. NIKOSports.com. You can check it out online. And I guarantee you, somebody will walk into your home or office, you get one of these, and they're going to say, wow, where did you get that football? Everything is embossed on there. There's a lot of extra care taken. They're all hand-produced, which is why it takes a little bit longer to get them to you. But, boy, they're so worth it.
Yeah, and it's a limited run, and once they're gone, they're gone, and you're already halfway through the run. So you started out with 5,000, about 2,500 are gone. You have to act. It's one of these things I tell you about. You know, you're hearing it, you have to do it. If you want it, you have to do it. It's today, tomorrow, and that's basically it. So
you're so right. I got a lot of calls after the last one, and they said, hey, can I still get one 2 years ago? And I said, I'm sorry, they're all gone.
Yep. Great job, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll check back with you probably tomorrow. I think we're talking again.
Sounds good. Yep, thank you, Bob.
Take care now.
All right, let me get to Josh. Josh, I appreciate you hanging in there on the Northland Communication phone lines. What's going on?
How you doing, Walt?
Good, Josh. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, I just wanted to comment on some things you were saying. You know, I'm getting back to work, and all these people are saying, that wasn't Alabama you were playing. Well, last time I checked, their jerseys were Alabama jerseys, and those were Alabama helmets.
Yeah.
Just excuse, though. They wasn't the same team that we played all year. I'm like, nah, it's the same team. They just didn't play well.
Yeah, I think it's funny. You know, in the aftermath, people go back and you know, everybody knows the answers after the test. And in the aftermath, they go back and they say things like, well, you know, now it's clear that Clemson had a coaching advantage and that Alabama's turnover at coaching was a significant issue. And we knew this. This was being talked about in inner circles all year. Oh, bull crap. None of that was being talked about. What was being talked about was Alabama's the greatest team of all time. That's what was being talked about. Everywhere you looked, Alabama's the greatest team of all time. You know, it's all these revisionist historians who want to move the goalposts afterward. You know, they want to change it now. Now it's like, oh, we all knew Alabama wasn't any good. No, you didn't. That's not what you wrote all year. You wrote to the greatest team of all time out of the greatest league of all time. That's what you wrote.
No, I'm telling you, it's so stories. Funny. Did you see Tim Tebow's face, the reaction when Tua threw that interception? It was on the ESPN the other day, like the mega cast. He was over there talking about how the last two weeks that Tua's he had improved his game the most of his entire career in the last 2 weeks. And then he threw that pick, and I don't think Tim Tebow made a sound for about 15 seconds. It was just a state of shock because he said before it was the game had just started, and before the pick six got thrown, he was like, Tua's made the most improvements in the last 2 weeks. And then he threw that pick six, and he was just in a state of shock.
In the last 2 weeks, when? You mean in practice leading up to the game? Is that what?
That's what he said.
Okay. Well,
that's what he's talking about.
All right. Well, you know, and again, I heard Herb Street say that the Alabama secondary has improved dramatically. It's just laughable. They hadn't improved at all. They got worse. I mean, they were a mixed-up group all year, waiting to be exploited. It just took the right group of players and talent and coaching to exploit it. And the right groups all came at the end when they faced real quarterbacks. And Clemson took full advantage of it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, again, all year long we were fed the notion that Alabama was invincible. Well, they weren't invincible.
No, I'm with you, Tully Waddle, at the SEC being they're kind of pretentious. They think they're above everyone else.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, it just doesn't stop, and the four-letter network helps perpetuate it all.
Well, I appreciate the time, Waddle.
Thank you, Josh.
Go Tigers! It's amazing to be two-time national champs.
Thank you, Josh. Good job. You know, here's the thing. Jeremy Pruitt, going back to Pruitt's comments on Cheney, he not only said that fact that he's so familiar with the league was vital to him, but he said that this is a league of defensive dominance and that you have to find a way to be creative. I'm sorry. Jeremy Pruitt said this is a league of defensive dominance and you have to find a way to be creative. All right. Did Alabama's defense look dominant?
No, they did not.
Did Georgia's defense look dominant?
No, they did not.
Did any of those other SEC teams that played those Big 12 teams that gave up, you know, 40 points every game, did they look dominant? Did any of them look defensively dominant?
No.
They're defensively dominant, Jeremy, when you play each other. And until you knuckleheads get it through your head that this is what's going on, you're still going to continue to have problems. You have this embarrassment of riches that you don't know how to utilize. All this talent is wasted in that league. It's wasted because of inferior coaching. That's what it comes down to. It's inferior coaching. It's inferior schematics. That's what it is. And until you recognize that fact, it is not going to get better. I mean, you're dominant defensively only when you play each other. You're not dominant at all when you get exposed to the outside world. You get lit up. I mean, you get absolutely lit up. And you're getting lit up by teams that don't have your talent. And it's because you don't understand this element of it. It's absolutely remarkable. The same stupid stuff said over and over again. He hired Jim Chaney to be creative? J- Jim Chaney to be creative. You know, again, the advantage he has is he's familiar with our league, right? And everybody else knows him because the SEC is one giant incest bowl and everybody knows each other and everybody runs the same stuff and your defenses all look great when you play each other's Neanderthal dinosaur hunter offenses until you get out in the real world and you go against modern offenses with modern concepts and they expose you for what you really are. Jim Chaney, Jeremy Pruitt actually said of Jim Chaney, boy, the SEC loves this line. Jeremy Pruitt said of Jim Chaney, he's not playing checkers, he's playing chess. Okay, okay. First of all, I never want to hear that again, all right? It's the ultimate cliche. He's not playing checkers, he's playing chess. Right. Everybody's afraid of Jim Chaney. Everybody's afraid of Jim Chaney, Jeremy. You know, you're so far advanced from a scheme standpoint and offensively. Wakey, wakey, go look at your results. Go look at what's actually happening in the real world. Go look at the fact that Bama just got lit up for 44 points. In fact, look at what Oklahoma did to him for the last three quarters. Look what happened to Georgia. By a Texas team, it really wasn't even that good. And look what they did to Georgia. Look what all those other Big 12 teams did to your league. Every one of them lit you up. I mean, they're all scoring 35, 40 points on you. How, and then ask yourself this question. How is it that we have more talent, which is inarguable? Look at the guys going to the NFL every year. It's inarguable that the SEC has way more talent than everybody else. It cannot be debated. It's a fact. How do your results jive with that knowledge? How is it that you have all the players and you keep going 6-6? How is it that you have all this defensive dominance and you keep giving up 40 points? Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come see us.
105.5 The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson football, will replay the National College Football Championship game this Saturday, January 12th.
He's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone and in.
Two broadcast times, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Lawrence going to do a little shuttle pass inside the ETN, and he's in, touchdown.
You can listen on your way to the parade and after the basketball game. This is the radio broadcast that most of us didn't hear on Monday night with Don Munson and Rodney Williams.
Again, Tagovailoa going to throw, throws, and it's picked! Picked at the 45-yard line, it's going to be returned for six!
The National College Football Championship game with your Clemson Tigers.
Looks across the middle, throws it back in the end zone, caught, Higgins, touchdown!
This Saturday, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., brought to you by Sandvik Coromant, Tiger Moving Company, Clemson's best gourmet ice cream from 105.5 The Roar.
Did you know you can spray Lanex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanex it.
Call us today at Lanex of Anderson.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Great road trips start at State Credit Union, where you'll enjoy having no car payments for up to 90 days. And with rates as low as 2.24% APR on new cars, this is a great time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
You've heard-
heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The new year is here, and it's time to get ready for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you exclusively by Henry Ramirez and his staff at Upstate Medical Associates. It's coming up on March the 16th at 8 o'clock for the 5K start, then 8:15 the Half Marathon gets started. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great t-shirt this year we're giving away, plus we've got the sleeves, we've got the buffs, we've got the towel, we've got a great medal just for finishing the Half Marathon, plus it's going to be a lot of fun too. Hey, go ahead and sign up. Swing by City Hall or go by the Shavers Recreation Complex and pick up an application right there. $25 for the 5K and $50 for the half marathon. We got 313 Cafe going to be out there with the post party once you finish the 5K and the half marathon. And of course, Core 24 is right there to kind of root you along. Bradley's Jewelers is involved with a nice prize to give away. And Julian Davis will be there to kick everything off. It's going to be a fun day, March the 16th. Go ahead, strike it off your bucket list. Get your resolution for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K, brought to you by Upstate Medical Associates, Henry Ramirez and his gang.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Planning a spring break getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of Monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
We're live from Twin Peaks. Come hang out with us. Incredible food, beautiful women. The food's the biggest shock of the whole deal. 80 high-definition monitors. Not a bad seat in the house. This is a great place to hang out. Great place. Come hang out with the show this afternoon and this evening. I'll be here. Before we get going, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. Glasses, contacts, you name it. He'll give your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. He even makes the lenses himself. Are you kidding me? Affordable Health Care Act approved. Everything gets explained to you. Get it. Third location in Pendleton, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with Dr. Coppola. Three locations, 1390 Target Boulevard in Clemson, 111 Retreat Street in Westminster, and the aforementioned location, new location in Pendleton. I'm going to give you the Clemson phone number. Get the other location numbers from them so as not to confuse you with three numbers. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. You will thank me later. You can get in. Now's a good time if you want. I know the lines have been completely jammed all week on the show, but you can get in right now. 654-7627. Also, Johnny, tell them where I'm going to be tomorrow at the South Carolina International Auto Show.
Yes, tomorrow afternoon we will be there at the Greenville Convention Center. And the hours for the convention are from 10 to 9, tomorrow and Saturday, and then Sunday from 10 to 5.
So, Road Rage at the South Carolina International Auto Show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. That's how I scope out my next purchase.
We're
going to be checking that out tomorrow. The show will be there. It's a great event. Come hang out with the show. And also, we're going to give you some tickets to that event today. Somebody pilfered some of my tickets. I've got,
seven? Seven to give away.
All right, I'm going to give them away in sets of two. So all you need to do is come in, say you heard it on the show, and John will hand you two tickets. If you're a family and you have two children, you're one parent going to something, I might donate another one to you. We'll see. But come on in and claim your tickets to the South Carolina International Auto Show right this moment. They're going to go out in groups of two, two, and three. That's the plan. 2-2 and 3. All right, you can get in on the phone line, 654-7627. All right, you're telling me, John, that Georgia is now interested in Annie Graham, the Kentucky offensive coordinator. Is that it?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was reported here within the last hour that they have offered him the offensive coordinator position.
I actually think that would be a pretty good hire. People are going to judge Annie Graham wrong based on the quarterback play this year. You know, he was making the best of a difficult situation, but he's a pretty bright guy. It's still, again, the SEC hiring from within. It's never looking outside. You know, every time you hear an SEC opening when it comes to offense, they'll put somebody's name on it that sounds interesting. Like, Jake Spavital was allegedly on the Tennessee list. Allegedly. Whether he was or not, who knows. But I've been suggesting Jake Spavital for I don't know how long, and he is now at Texas State as the head coach. He was the OC at West Virginia. He's a really bright offensive mind. That league desperately needs innovation. It needs an influx of bright offensive minds, and it's not going to get it the way it's going. It's just not. And so there's that. You know, I also want to talk about some of these NFL coaching situations. As of yet, because we've been all, you know, hyper Clemson all week, as you would expect. Clemson flagship, we win a national championship, you know, so all I've really covered all week is the national championship game. We have not even yet touched on the wild card games from last week, which were really interesting. I don't even think we talked about results of those games. So I want to get into that today. I want to get into the wild card games, what happened in those games, and what it means going forward for this weekend, where, again, we have an incredibly interesting set of NFL playoff games. The one thing I will say is that the NFL has gotten right, that college football is going to have to confront, is the NFL playoffs are highly entertaining. And the balance works. And the newness works. And that's why those games last week were rated so incredibly well. And the college football is going to have to figure this out moving forward. And as I said, we'll get Bill Hancock on at some point here, and we'll discuss that element. Before we get to the NFL and the wild card games and everything that happened there, I want to talk a little bit about Clemson basketball and what happened last night against Syracuse. I don't think it was an effort issue. I think the effort was good. I think Coach Brown was probably okay with what he got on his team from an effort standpoint. This is what Syracuse does to you. I mean, They're long. They're athletic. They force you out further on the court than you want to be. I mean, that length and their positioning in that zone, even out high, forces you further out, perhaps even than you think you are. There are times I think guys go up for jump shots against Syracuse that they think are not contested, and they think it's their normal shot without realizing until they actually get into the shot that they're 4 feet further out on the court than they normally are. This is what Syracuse does. They entice you to shoot over their length. You're not towing up the line. You're not getting towed up threes against Syracuse. Look where they are at the top of that zone. Look how they extend. The result is you wind up taking shots from 24 feet, which is not where you want to be and not where you're going to win from. You're just not. The only guy that I saw get consistent, decent looks from three was Skara, and he didn't hit any of them. He's the only guy who had sort of towed up looks, shots that came in the normal position on the court. Everybody else's threes were pushed 3 feet further out than they would normally take those shots. I mean, unless they were hot. So, you know, that's a dilemma when you face Syracuse. The other dilemma is how do you attack the zone? And I didn't think Clemson did a great job in that regard. And part of it is you just don't see it. Part of it is that this is what Syracuse does. They do a really good job, first of all, getting back defensively. They're good in transition defense. They get back, they get that zone set up, they make you play against it. Then the next thing that happens is, look, there are a myriad of ways to attack a zone, all right? You can beat it down the court. That's way number one. You don't allow it to set up. Clemson did not do a good job, in my estimation last night, beating it down the court. Way too much walking up the court and letting Syracuse set up their zone. And once they do, then you got to go against it, and it's difficult. Now, there are things everybody wants to do against the zone. Everybody wants to get that ball into the sweet spot. Clemson tried numerous guys in that role yesterday. They don't really have a perfect body type for that role. What you really want in that role is you want a 6'7 guy who can put it on the floor. You know, the old triple threat position. If I get the ball to a guy in the sweet spot of his zone, he has to be able to do these things. He has to be able to hit that free throw shot. That's first thing. He has to be able to hit that shot. Second thing is he has to be a good passer because that zone's going to collapse on him and he's got to be able to find the open guy. The next thing is he has to be able to put it on the floor and take it to the rim from there. So he's got to be a versatile guy. And that's the type of guy you want there. Clemson doesn't really have that guy right now. There's not really that guy to fill that role. And that's eventually why you went to Reed in that capacity and tried him in that capacity. The problem is his height versus all that length in that spot. That's why he's not a perfect fit for that. But when you play a zone, you got to beat it down the court. You got to attack in a 2-3 zone. You have to attack that sweet spot. You have to attack the short corners. You've got to make the zone move. You've got to drive the gaps. You've got to play some high-low because that was there. I thought the high-low was there. I just thought Clemson did not play strong with the basketball. Way too many turnovers and just didn't play strong with the ball. You've got to be decisive. You know, fake a pass to make a pass. You've got to make it work, but you've got to be really strong with the basketball. I thought the high-low thing was there numerous times, but the dump-down pass wasn't executed. It was sailed out of bounds. There was one time Marquise Reed had, I forget, whether it was Thomas for a dunk under the basket, he just sailed the ball out of bounds. All right, we'll continue this on the other side because I want to talk more about this element before we get to National Football League. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.